9 is the number. It's season 9. It's episode 9. Let's see what other 9s we can come up with in this particular podcast. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. It's a sweet and spicy summer at Hooters. Try their new summer menu, including hand-breaded chicken tenders shaken in your favorite sauce. That sauce may be their new summer sauce, mango habanero, a sweet, fruity punch with a spicy, smooth kick. Yes, that's what they say. I could never write that good of a sentence. Let's do that again. A sweet, fruity punch with a spicy, smooth kick. Let's see. Finish off your meal with our irresistible funnel fries, covered in powdered sugar and chocolate sauce on the side for dipping. I'm good with just the powdered sugar. I don't need the chocolate sauce for dipping, but that's just me. Hooters, if you are in the greater Tampa Bay area, there are 11 locations currently to serve you. Visit originalhooters.com for easy online ordering as well as more details on all of those 11 locations. My email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. If you listen to the previous episode, episode 8, where I talked about Drew Garabo from 102.5 The Bone playing in Anthony Peroni from Pin Chasers Dynasty League, and Drew sharing with me around the time he made a pre-Dynasty League draft day, pre-Dynasty League draft deal, giving up his 8th overall pick in the Dynasty League for Tua Tagovailoa because he wasn't comfortable with Geno Smith and Aiden O'Connell as his existing fantasy quarterbacks, taking the unknown element out of it in what he calls a quarterback-hungry league with other owners. Because I came back at him and said, could you have gotten Jaden Daniels with the 8th pick? And if so, do you feel that would have been a better fantasy option than Tagovailoa? We then compared mock draft data via assembled via fantasyfootballcalculator.com with Matthew Berry's positional rankings, and they were the total opposite. The mock draft data said Tua ahead of Daniels and not close. The Matthew Berry rankings, exactly the opposite. Daniels ahead of Tua and not close. And I referenced something in there that I said was starting to correct itself, but before it fully corrects itself, I want to bring it up, and it creates a talking point about something that has been connected in football and fantasy football for the last, 4 years now? And is no longer connected. Is it 4 or longer? It's 4. Okay, it was 4. So for the previous 4 years, Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs have been teammates with the Buffalo Bills. The Bills have been a consistent playoff team. They have not been a Super Bowl team. I would argue they have been a Super Bowl contender, but there clearly have been reasons why they have not reached the Super Bowl. The biggest reason, the Chiefs. Another reason, the Bengals. I'd say another reason is they have a head coach with a defensive background. And a common theme of teams that are playing in Super Bowls in recent years are coaches, head coaches who have an offensive background. While I think Sean McDermott is a good head coach, I can't ignore the fact that his defensive background may not be good enough for what is currently going on in the NFL. to get Buffalo to the Super Bowl and then potentially win it. You can't win it unless you're in it. So, and there are other things. And clearly the Bills organization felt something holding them back was Ken Dorsey as their offensive coordinator, because they made that change during last season. And then they got rid of Stephon Diggs, took a huge dead money hit, dead money and or cap money, but they took a huge hit based on the contract extension they had recently given Stephon Diggs to send Diggs to a hot up-and-coming team in the AFC in the Buffalo Bills. So you have a couple of things that – and Bills fans, to quote Kramer, now they're a feisty bunch. He didn't say that about Bills fans. He said it about something else. But Bills fans are a feisty bunch. And I know many Bills fans, and 90% of the time I love talking football with them. 10% of the time they're just off the rails or they're saying things, and I've just, because they're such good friends, I just kind of smile, nod, and hope the subject changes. Because I don't want to be the one to tell them, no. I think many Bills fans are, well, what they're dealing with is trading away Diggs and not necessarily replacing him with another established veteran wide receiver one. They didn't do that, although it was something they could have done around the NFL draft. And then there are, and I disagree with many Bills fans who feel this way, or other Xavier-worthy apologists, who couldn't believe the Bills, A, didn't take Xavier Worthy when they were on the clock to do so in the NFL draft, and then made the deal with the devil in trading the pick to the Kansas City Chiefs for the Chiefs to take Xavier Worthy. And I did an entire podcast about how the Bills instead selected later Keon Coleman from Florida State. I like Coleman over Worthy. I'll just say that. And now I want to keep talking about staying on topic with fantasy and getting back to Diggs and Josh Allen, who are no longer teammates. The thing that I've noticed in doing some of these early fantasy podcasts and looking at the mock draft data via fantasyfootballcalculator.com, and I was just glancing as I was looking at other things, and you know, you can look at charts many different ways, and I just kept saying something's missing here. And I didn't know what it was until I took a deeper look, which sometimes doesn't work, right? When you don't know what you're looking for, but you're trying to find it. That could be a novel about self-help. There is a musical lyric, right? From Whitesnake, I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I've been. This is, I don't know what I'm looking for, but I'm trying to find it. Okay. The mock draft data for weeks now via fantasyfootballcalculator.com. And don't blame their website. This is what is being generated by fantasy players. Has Josh Allen 10th among quarterbacks. Now, if you're shocked by that, so am I. And as I was trying to justify thinking, okay, am I missing something here? Did I miss some news on Josh Allen? Did I miss an injury on Josh Allen? A surgery I'm not aware of? I was looking for some reason. Once I found that Josh Allen's absence from the top of the quarterback board of the mock draft data, it's like, okay, why is this so? Am I the last to know something? Because that's the worst. And I looked and I looked and no. And then I just looked at Matthew Berry's updated positional rankings. And Josh Allen was number one on the board. Not number one player overall. That's Christian McCaffrey. But the first quarterback listed in his positional rankings, Josh Allen, number one, ahead of Jalen Hurts, ahead of Patrick Mahomes. Josh Allen has been the number one player in fantasy football for the last 4 years. I know Bills fans, some hate fantasy football. Some hate when people bring that up, or dislike, whatever word you choose. No, Josh Allen isn't just playing fantasy football. And I think he's doing everything he can to get the Bills to the Super Bowl. Not having a head coach who can get more out of him doesn't help. Barring motivational things or fitness things or game philosophy, but from an X's and O's tactical game plan, move players with your eyes, see this in formations. I don't know. I have nothing to go on that McDermott with a defensive background helps Josh Allen be a better quarterback. Like Andy Reid helps Patrick Mahomes be a better quarterback. Like Zach Taylor helps Joe Burrow be a better quarterback. Like Kyle Shanahan has developed Mr. Irrelevant into a Super Bowl quarterback. All right. So there's Josh Allen. So I don't get it. I think the data is correcting. Allen's actually moving up a bit from where I first sort of saw something weird in the mock draft data. But let's also talk about Diggs. Okay. Because one of the things that is different, we've already mentioned it. Diggs is no longer there for Josh Allen. And the last 4 years, Josh Allen's fantasy numbers have benefited from having Stephon Diggs to throw to. In 2020, where are we here? Diggs caught 127 balls for 1535 and 8 TDs. 2021, 103 receptions, 1,225 yards, 10 TDs. 2022, 108 receptions, 1,429 yards, 11 TDs. 2023, 107 receptions, 1,183 yards, 8 TDs. So all 4 years in Buffalo, the floor for Diggs, 8 TDs, 1,183 yards, 103 receptions. That was the floor. A fun game show that apparently is returning to Fox in a few months. If you didn't watch it last spring, hosted by Rob Lowe. Okay. So no Diggs. Didn't draft Xavier Worthy. But still, I believe for whatever reason, the mock draft data is way off that we've been looking at on Fantasy Football Calculator on Josh Allen. And is it fair to say that in my leagues and in probably your leagues, Jalen Hurts may go in front of Josh Allen, right? That might happen. Patrick Mahomes may go in front of Josh Allen. That might happen. I guess we could make a case for, let's see who Matthew Berry has next. I think I know, but I'm going to look. Oh, are you serious? Is his fourth quarterback, as we speak, actually Anthony Richardson ahead of Stroud and Lamar and Kyler? No, where's Lamar? Who recently? Lamar. Did Lamar call himself recently too fat and happy? Lamar, we're not falling for it. That's one of those. Don't look at the real reason why I can't bring the Ravens from down 10 points or more in the second half. Don't look at the real reason why I can't win more playoff games. Yeah, I was just fat and happy. I'm in better shape now. No, not buying it, Lamar. So, look, there are other quarterbacks who might go in front of Josh Allen in your league. We mentioned Hurts, we mentioned Mahomes, and there could be another one or two, but it's not going to get ridiculous. Josh Allen remains the man to beat in fantasy football. And even with these shortcomings for the Bills, no clear veteran replacement at wide receiver one. I don't call Curtis Samuel that. I'm intrigued how they may use him and increase workload for James Cook. You could give me all these reasons. It, to me, doesn't validate that Josh Allen isn't one of the top quarterbacks or performers in fantasy football this year. And I still think very highly of him. And I want to think even higher of his chances to get to a Super Bowl. You know, it took Matt Stafford to work with McVay, and some would say to get out of Detroit to get to a Super Bowl. It might take something like that with Josh Allen. And I'm sure we'll explore this also as it relates to Stephon Diggs a little bit more in a future podcast. But something I've learned in the last handful of years, especially as it relates to wide receivers, and if you haven't learned this, you better get on board. I learned a few years ago that the perception, the automatic perception that you knock down a wide receiver one's value when he is traded away from one team to another team is incorrect. And we can actually go back to Stephon Diggs, whether it's trade or free agency or what have you. When Stephon Diggs went from the Vikings, where in 2018 he caught 102 balls for over 1,000 yards and 9 touchdowns. And then in 2019, he only caught 63 balls, but went up in yardage to 1130. Around that time, I think the Vikings made a switch with how they were using Diggs and Thielen slot or outside. I think that's what was going on there. And Diggs suddenly went from 10 yards per reception to 17.9 yards per reception, went down to 6 touchdowns, and then he goes to the Bills. And it was like, well, he's not indoors anymore. He's with this young quarterback, and yeah, this isn't going to work. And he put up career highs in receptions and yards his first year in Buffalo. And let me remind you what Tyreek Hill did and how I invested heavily in him in drafts in 2022, getting ahead of the game on Tyreek Hill. Because there was this same, well, he's not with Mahomes anymore. And he doesn't have as good of a quarterback. He doesn't have Travis Kelce drawing the attention of defenses. he's going to be too comfortable, you know, leading the South Beach lifestyle. Don't assume wide receiver ones drop off when they change teams, because most of the time they don't. If anything, the numbers might actually go up a little bit, depending on the age of the player. So as it relates to Diggs, who, he's 30. And this just in, he's not a running back, right? When running backs hit 30, it's a legitimate number. Wide receiver, not so much. So Diggs is currently listed by Matthew Berry. Wow, he has Lamar way down the board. Where is Diggs in terms of his wide receivers? There he is, at 29. So Berry is basically saying Stephon Diggs is coming off the board as a third-round pick of fantasy drafts. The mock draft data, I think, has him going lower than that. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick as the last thing we do here. And I get that, you know, Diggs is a wide receiver one joining a Texans team that already have a wide receiver one in Nico Collins. But to this point, no one's told me, you know, the old phrase on quarterbacks, if you have two good quarterbacks, it means you don't have one great one. I don't think if you have two good wide receivers, you don't have one great wide receiver. I think you're good. So let's see where we find Diggs. Because Nico's ahead of him in the mock draft data and on the Matthew Berry best available. Diggs is 21st wide receiver and would go off the board early fourth round. So that's not that much of a difference. I've talked about how the last couple years I've been able to get such great return on investment on Tyreek Hill, 2022, Amon Ra, 2023. Who is the wide receiver that I can do that with this year that is undervalued, and I got to get him this year because next year he won't be? It could be Diggs. I don't know how much he has left. He checked out, and I think Josh Allen also checked out because of him in Buffalo. You know, there was that second down, second and short on that Buffalo's final drive that resulted in the missed field goal, the wide right. Diggs was running a post that would have gotten them the first down, and they had time to get that first down, reset, and then attack from there. Josh Allen didn't want to throw to Diggs at that point. It's like, nah, our season's on the line. I'm not doing that. I'm not calling his number. Diggs knew that. Allen knew that. Diggs was used less by the new OC as the Bills' offense got better. So I think Diggs could be better in a pass-first offense with Stroud in a new place in Houston, much as Allen and the Bills were better not calling his number last year under the new OC, and now going forward with a full year camp to work without him. So to summarize, I don't understand any feeling that Josh Allen is going to drop off this year for any reason from previous years fantasy-wise. And I will be interested in Stephon Diggs because I don't make the mistake of immediately downgrading a wide receiver one, a productive fantasy wide receiver, just because he's on a new team. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. We'll talk to you next time.